Justin Fluke back with you, joined now by Coach Eric Tate. We're talking Holton boys basketball. The Wildcats went into the break with a record of 2-4, even at 2-2 in the Big 7 League. Almost had a 3-1 record at the break, but comeback fell just a little bit short against Jeff West, 49-44, final game before Christmas, another one of those games. And you had a couple, Coach, that was kind of a slow start that ended up being a little bit too much to overcome. You got back in it and had it to a one-possession game there late on the Tigers' home court. But I guess just talk a little bit about what you remember from that game, I guess, and how that kind of parlayed into the Christmas break for your team.
Yeah, obviously not the outcome we wanted. I told our team, I told a lot of people around town that, you know, I didn't feel like we necessarily did anything to lose the game. Jeff West just made plays down the stretch to win the game. They shot extremely efficient all night. You know, we took way more shots. We out-rebounded them. Statistically felt pretty good about that game. Just down the stretch, they hit a couple shots where we missed a couple shots. So they shot 12 of 12 from the free throw line. So you kind of feel like, man, you know, you didn't really do anything to lose the game, but you know, Jeff West earned the win almost. So you know, kind of a slow start. You know, they played some tough defense. You know, we hit a three at the end of the first quarter to make it 8-5. So you know, some more things that we struggle with. You know, pressure. It's kind of the first team that had pressured us in a few games, so I think that kind of caught us off guard. So that's something we've definitely been stressing over break. I feel like we are kind of getting to the point where we're taking care of that. Focused a lot over break on just, you know, individual defensive skills and effort, and then breaking that into the team defensive scheme. So, you know, it wasn't a lot added over break. It was more of a let's polish some things up, let's get some things going. And, you know, we have a tough schedule coming back, so it'll be an exciting second half, and I think we control our own destiny, so that's a great feeling.
You bet. Yeah, you mentioned the schedule coming back. Sabetha coming in on Friday. They're undefeated in the league. Perry comes in on Tuesday. They're undefeated, 3-0 in the league. But hey, you get both these games at home. And, you know, I think the other good thing is not just Jeff West, but even your loss to Nemaha. I mean, you were right there. The loss to Bronner Springs, you led through the majority of that game. I mean, your team has truly competed with anybody. And I would feel like that, you know, considering maybe where the year started, that going into the second half here, your team has to have some pretty good confidence in what they've been able to accomplish and realizing the upside's there to compete with anybody.
Yeah, I mean, we talked about that a lot. We talked about, you know, first kind of a main motivator of our team this year was that we were picked last in the Big 7. And I understand why the coaches, you know, we didn't bring a lot back, nothing statistically back. But, you know, we put that chip on our shoulder, and we definitely go try to prove that we are, that's not where we're going to end at the end of the year. But we try to take it one game at a time. I really like what our guys have done. You know, they give really good effort. They compete their tails off. You know, we knew that there were going to be some bumps and bruises, but like you said, after that Bonner game, in the locker room after, we said, hey, you know, after the first game, I didn't feel like, you know, Burlington executed really well down the stretch when we were kind of running and jumping, trying to trap and get some steals. They kind of stretched that lead out. I didn't feel like the final score of Burlington kind of represented the true nature of the game. But with Bonner, you know, after that game, we said, hey, like, we know now that we can compete. So our effort has been great. You know, at Nemaha would have been really easy after that first quarter to, you know, kind of fold it in and up on, at their place. But, you know, we fight back. We have to continue to start better. But, you know, I feel like we've had, again, really competitive practices. We're getting up. We're learning. I feel like we're learning how to practice really well. And that's really encouraging because, you know, our guys do have an expectation where, you know, we kind of did the nobody outside of this building believes in you. So I feel like our guys have done a great job answering that call.
You bet. Well, we look forward to the upcoming couple games at home here on Friday and Tuesday. Coach, thanks for your time, and best of luck as always.
Yep, thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Eric Tate, head coach of the Holton Boys. The Wildcat Locker Room Chats are brought to you by the Farmers State Bank in Holton, also by Community Healthcare System, and by Boomer Steakhouse.